The Miracle of Many Fish. After that, Jesus revealed himself to the disciples another time. This was on the shore of Lake Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, who was called the twin, Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, the two sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go with you." So they went out and boarded the boat, but they didn't catch a thing that night. At dawn, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't realize that it was Jesus. He said to them, "Boys, have you got any fish?" They answered, "No." Then he said to them, "Throw the net to the right side of the boat, and you'll find fish." So they threw it, and they were unable to pull it out because of the large number of fish in it. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Master." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Master, he covered himself with his robe, since he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The rest of the disciples came in the boat while pulling the net with the fish in it, because they were not far from shore, only about 100 meters away. When they got out of the boat onto the shore, they found a charcoal fire with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." Simon Peter went up to the boat and pulled the net to land. It was filled with 153 big fish, and yet it was not torn by this huge number. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew that it was the Master. Jesus came forward, took the bread, and gave them some, and he did the same with the fish. This was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection from death. Jesus encourages Peter. After they ate, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than those others love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Master, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And he said to him again, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered him, "Yes, Master, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." Then he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was sad because he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" He answered him, "Master, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were young, you would put your clothes on by yourself and would go where you wanted. But when you become an old man, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will put your clothes on you and will take you where you don't want to go." By saying this, Jesus indicated the way Peter was going to die and that through it God would be glorified. Then he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. The disciple who leaned against the chest of Jesus during the supper and had said to him, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Master, what about this one? What will happen to him?" Jesus said to him, "If I want him to remain until I return, that doesn't concern you. As for you, follow me." Then the word spread among the brothers that this disciple wouldn't die. However, Jesus didn't say that he wouldn't die, but rather, "If I want him to remain until I return, that doesn't concern you." This disciple is the one testifying about these things. He has written them down here, and we know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things. Had each one of them been written down, I don't think the world itself could accommodate the books that would contain them.